Welcome back, guys. You're listening to another episode of Unpopular Opinions. I'm your boy, Shy. I'm with
Kanaya.
And today we're going to talk about masculinity and femininity traits and how it's viewed upon society today. We're also going to talk about our three trending topics, Chris Rock's new stand-up show, Ice Price Rise to Fame, and Erica Banks and Finesse Two Times.
Yes, yes, let's get into it.
All right, so first topic, Chris Rock has just now come out and started talking reckless about the whole Will Smith and Jada Pinkett thing. He also spoke about Meghan Markle and her situation with the Royal Kingdom. So the special is on Netflix. It was the first ever live Netflix show that they have ever hosted. And
when it was live?
Yes, yes. It was
That's crazy.
It was their first. And when I tell you this man did not hold back, he did not hold back. All types of bees, all types of, he's a bit, he was going crazy. And I think he's just as bitter. he's very bitter. And I think he's been holding on to this for so long. But I think low key, this kind of saved his career.
You saved Chris Rock's career?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think it was ever at jeopardy, to be honest, though.
I think he was on a decline. Nobody's really worried about Chris Rock at this point in his life. Instead of, you know, what he's doing in his stand-up and his comedy. I feel like this is what he's going to be talking about for the next 5 years. And, you know, granted, Will Smith, you know, apologized. I mean, obviously doesn't make any difference to him, but to put Jada Pinkett and all these other people, and he just looking like a cool one to me.
Well, Chris Rock or Will Smith?
Chris Rock for sure.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, I agree. Honestly, the shade that he gave to Jada, like, you know, I feel like he was very angry. It didn't seem like a comedy skit. It seemed like a therapy session. Like, he was really going in. He was saying everything that he felt, and it just seemed too personal. And a lot of people who talk about these comedians, and they say that all the audience needs to stop taking their jokes too personal. But he was sitting there and making his jokes so personal. Like, it was so much emotion. It wasn't even it was joy in it and laughter, but like, when he started going in on Will Smith and Jada, it was like all his personal feelings were just coming out in his jokes. And I just didn't consider it a comedy special. I just consider it like damn near an interview, you know? Because like, so personal.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, like, I do feel like Jada, on the other hand, like, doesn't protect Will Smith. And the things that he was saying, like, you know, Chris Rock was saying how they did a interview special and put out to the world that Jada slept with his son's friend, which is crazy. Like, I don't understand why they even put that out. So I can understand when Chris Rock added those. And like, that was funny to me. Like, but it was just so personal. It was so personal. It was so much emotion in that special. Like, from the snippets I saw, I'm not going to say from the special, but from the snippets I saw that he was talking about Will Smith, it was a lot of emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, he should have got it back in blood. That's all I'm going to say. if it was me, he got it back in blood.
Right.
But for our next topic, we're going to talk about Ice Spice. So, as we all know, Ice Spice is a new up-and-coming rapper from New York. She's mostly known for her song Munch, The Boy's a Liar Part 2 with Pink Pantherist, and an abundance of other songs. She also dropped a mixtape not too long ago. But her rise to fame is coming very fast. She's been posted on TikToks with Northwest, which is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's daughter. North imitating Ice Spice in costume, singing her songs and her mood, and even recently posting pictures with her and Kim K. So how do you feel about, you know, Ice Spice rise to fame right now?
Honestly, I was shocked because of all the hate she was getting. And when she first came out with Munch, you know, it was, I didn't really, I'm trying to think, I didn't really have much of an opinion on the song. It was just something to like laugh at and like joke about with. But I definitely do feel her music. I like her music. It's not something I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's such a lyrics, but I definitely like her music. It's something to like, it's good vibes, good energy, and you know, it's nothing wrong with that. However, I don't really, I feel as though the Ice Spice and North meetup was inappropriate. As a young girl, like North, Ice Spice music is not for young girls, you know? So I really think it's really the parents. Parents should definitely monitor and censor that kind of music from their children. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I thought the TikToks and the imitation was very inappropriate. Definitely a bad look on Kim's part, because why are you exposing your daughter to this type of music? And okay, I know people are going to say, well, she didn't say the words, the cuss words, like, but you know, North was saying in a TikTok, one of the lyrics is big boobs, big butt is plump. You know, I don't think a young girl should be saying anything of the sort, like at that age. Like it's a no for me. I'm sorry. It's a no.
I think it's, I mean, honestly, I think it's all in good fun. You know, I understand of like trying to censor your kids from like certain things that they might not be ready to learn about. But I mean, Ice Spice music is very fun and playful, you know, and it's all over TikTok. You kind of can't hide.
You can. Your child shouldn't. TikTok is not for children. Your child should not be even on TikTok.
It's no longer for children. I feel like that's lot of adults took it over. It started off. People who know TikTok used to be Musically. So it was a children's app, only kids, until adults came on and did they think.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. I'm sorry.
Nah. I was going to say some more about it, but we good. Go ahead.
All right. So moving on. So Erica Banks and rapper Finesse Two Times. Well, rapper Finesse Two Times did an interview with Breakfast Club, and they asked him why him and Erica Banks called it quits. If you don't know these two, Finesse Two Times is the rapper that sings the song with the lyrics, "It's cool when they do it, it's a problem when I do it." And Erica Banks is, she went viral for the song Busted on TikTok, when it's a viral TikTok song where the girls were, you know, looking like not dolled up, and then they start twerking, whatever. So they both have viral TikTok songs, and they were together last September for a little bit, but they called it quits. And he states that he didn't want to be with her because it was an age difference, and he felt like she would wake up and be on her phone or whatever and not take care of him, such as cook for him, have sex, you know, conversate with him, whatever the case may be, and just be on her phone. So she responded and said, like, boo, I was working. Okay. Like, she's saying, like, you know, the influencer rapper lifestyle, the money is in their phone. So when she wake up, she's on the phone, you know, checking to see what money's coming in, what bookings, and, you know, stuff of that sort. So that's just the different takes on the reasons why they split. And she feels as though he wanted a servant and she just wasn't giving it. And what's your thoughts on that?
I think it is the age difference between the two. I looked them up. He's 30 and she's 24. Mm-hmm. So they're not like, I can see where he's coming from, because he's looking for someone more of his age bracket that wakes up and do this stuff. But you're dealing with a younger woman who is highly popular, highly influential,
exactly,
on social media. So she's out here checking her bread and butter. You know, you can, I mean, we've kind of, I feel like I'm very independent. You know, I don't think I wake up and expect food on the table and stuff like that. I can wake up and make my food. It's just a plus if my woman knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think he's looking for someone who has the same mindset as him, but he has to also realize this is, once again, just a 24-year-old woman. You're 30, so you're used to a certain caliber of woman. And I think I don't think he was looking for a servant, just the someone that's to play a different role than what she was to be there for. They might have not been in that predicament to be waking up and cooking him breakfast.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think he's wrong for wanting that from a woman, but you know, he needs to realize who he dated and whoever his target audience is when dating, because that kind of woman, like, she's in the public light. So she has, you know, she's just not on that type of time. So I respect that they ended things, but I mean, I respect that he ended things and, you know, not try to force her to be something that she's just wasn't at the moment. But I don't think using the word servant, I don't think he's looking for a servant. I think the way that he worded it and the way that he made it seem as though, like, you know, she needs to adhere to what he's saying is like what kind of turned everybody off. But I don't think there's nothing wrong for wanting a woman to, you know, be like feminine, you know, and being a caretaker or nurturing or whatever the case may be. It shouldn't be looked down upon.
No, most definitely.
But you also need to be that the type of man to deserve these kind of things, and to deserve a woman of those that has those traits, you need to be a masculine man also.
What do you think of that type of man? Like, what is those traits of that type of man that you're mentioning?
I believe a masculine man is just someone who is a provider, protector, strong-willed, a leader, and have emotional intelligence.
Well, you know, a lot of men don't have, a lot of men don't grow up to have emotional intelligence. That's something that you kind of groom over time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, a lot of y'all are not taught to have emotional intelligence. A lot of men think masculinity is just, like, just being an alpha male and being the strongest man in the room, or just like running shit, I guess. But no, like, you need to have some type of vulnerability to you. It's not all just being like so strong-willed. You also need to be able to be considerate, be a considerate man. That's also masculine in itself. But masculinity has such a bad name. Now it's becoming like toxic, and it's becoming like frowned upon for a man to be masculine, which it's like these are like kind of like generals, but these are traits that were naturally upon men. So why is something that used to naturally come to men, why is it now looked like down upon?
I think it's because we're getting. Men are starting to say, I don't want to do all this stuff that y'all are expecting of me. Like, I might not want to be all of that. Like, granted, like, I, you know, we still want to be men. We still want to be strong and you know, providers and stuff like that. But I think we're also to the point where I hate to say this is going to backfire on me. We endure so much when it comes to certain things mentally. You know, it takes a certain toll on us, and like, yo, I can't do it all the time. So yes. Like, I can't always want to be I gotta think about this person, I gotta look out for these people, I gotta carry the weight of family on my back, I gotta carry the weight of this, and then I still gotta be a lover and a nurturer and caring to my significant other, which is naturally supposed to happen, but a lot of times we don't get checked on enough to be like, yo, are you good? Like, how are you? You
know? And that's when the femininity comes in. We're supposed to balance each other. In the Bible, you know, Eve was created to be a helpmeet for Adam. So it's like, you know, it's so funny because men are saying, why do we got to do all these things? It's hard. Nobody check up on us. And it's like, well, we're supposed to balance each other. So if nobody wants to be feminine, nobody wants to be masculine, now everybody has a reason they want to do it, because they feel as though they don't have no one to you know, have a lean on. Well, we can't lean on no one because no one wants to play their role. If we have a partnership and everybody is just getting away from, like, what's the word? I mean, leaving the partnership. No, nobody can do what they supposed to do. So the reason you can't do all those things is because woman is abandoning that concept because they feel as though men are no longer being a provider, protector. So now women feel as though they have to do a million things at once. But if everybody just played their role, we will be able to balance each other. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I mean, I see what you mean because it's like we have to kind of get back into conforming into like, we have to be able to go back into some of the old ways, but at the same time, combining what's new to find an equal balance. Because I'm okay, you know, some men are okay with women being a provider, and not even a provider, well, being a provider at some point, but also letting me lead when it's time for me to lead. We're both leaders in this group, but we know when who each other's strengths is and what each other's weaknesses is. Like, you know that I fall short on this, you know, and I know that you fall short on this. So how can we help our weaknesses become not just cripple the relationship, but more help strengthen and keep our bond going over time?
But I think when you have two providers in the house, two protectors in the house, two leaders in the house, they're definitely going to clash. Now, there's nothing wrong with you guys like agreeing on things and making decisions together. But when it's like two people who both believe their way is right, and they don't know how to come to a agreement together, then that's why a lot of relationships fall out. Because, you know, nowadays, 50-50. And it's like, okay, you want to do 50-50, right? Men, they want a woman that pays 50-50 of the bills. Then it's like, okay, are you going to do 50-50 on taking care of the kids? Are you going to do 50-50 on household work? Can you fix my car? Can you fix what's going on around the house? Can you do any of these things? No. But the one thing you can do is pay 50% of the bills.
I mean, we might not know how to fix it, but I know somebody that can.
And then you're going to ask me to go 50 on paying a person to fix the house? I don't think so.
Man, I mean, but that also goes into where things are at in the economy. Like, shit is messed up out here. Like, we don't got, like, money is not the same anymore. Like,
no.
And a lot of, I would say for myself, like, a lot of times you be like, you know, I want to be able to do all this and pay all this, but I can't afford it. So that's what we also, if I can't afford to live this lifestyle, maybe this lifestyle is not for me. So maybe, maybe relationship is not for me until I'm financially stable before.
I agree. I mean, honestly, you can't afford, if you can only afford for yourself, you know, most, like, you shouldn't be dating.
Yeah. Then we also go into the point where, you know, a lot of times people only know what's masculine and feminine based off of social media. A lot of people don't know what that is because they just basing off of other people's opinion offline. Like, y'all don't come up with your own thought process. So
yeah,
we come across things like, oh, a man should be able to do this. You can't, don't tell a man how to do anything if you're not a man yourself, for one. And two, a lot of people are not raised by men, real men.
That's true.
So you're only conforming your thought process based off what you see and what you was brought up as. And unfortunately, a lot of people grow up in single family homes. So a man wasn't around to show you. So sometimes when women go, and a lot of women who say, oh, you're not a man because you don't do this. How do you know that? Because you wasn't, you wasn't raised by a man to do that. You only trying to figure out what's right and what's wrong. You can't tell me what's right and what's wrong. And a lot of times we also, on the flip side, as men, we not raised by other men as well. You know, I was raised in a household with mostly women. But, you know, I had male figures. I had, you know, uncles, cousins that I grew up around to kind of, you know, get me out of the mindset that I had when living with women, you know?
So, well, that's the thing I was going to say. Like, a lot of these women had male, you know, figures in their lives, and some of them they admire too. Like I may not have like a consistent dad figure, but I definitely have like older brothers who I do look up to. And I can honestly, if I take away each, like I can take away, it's funny because I will take away different traits from my brothers. Like honestly, I don't think either of my brothers are like the perfect man, but if I took away certain traits from them, then I can be like, this is what I think a man is, if you understand what I'm saying. So I think a lot of women just take away from what they see and what they observe from the men in their lives, and they're like, okay, so I think like this is what a man should do. But it's it's funny you mentioned that about TikTok, because I know last week we were talking about people who were post, like girls who were posting things and saying, like, if it was this one TikTok that said, if I see a man at Starbucks, I think he's sus or something like that.
Oh my God, please don't get me started on that stuff. Oh my God.
You know, I don't agree with that. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, he's sus, but it's like funny because it's the thing about Starbucks is like it's considered like a widely popular among women. So that's why she said that joke. I don't know if she's serious, but I think a lot of men need to understand that sometimes we just be joking. Like, take a joke, relax. It's just a joke.
Okay? Yeah. But we also gotta know that as much as we say we not sensitive, we don't show emotion, we are. We are, because it's like,
oh yeah, we already know y'all sensitive. You, even though y'all men say they act like they're not sensitive, women already know men are mad sensitive. Like, we already know this. This is not newfound information.
Yeah, man. Like, and it was so funny to go on top of that TikTok that you just mentioned. There's like a guy right now on TikTok. I forget his name, but like he has like a list of like things that women say men cannot do. And it's like, yo, he did one, a girl, what's considered a sus man? A man under 30. How is a man? I'm just older man. And I'm 25, so I felt some type of way about that. I did, because I was like, how? What? You don't know me. You don't know
the rest. That was a big joke. I mean, I didn't see the interview, so I don't know if she was dead ass, but if she was, that's crazy. Like, but I feel like Twitter and social media makes men overgeneralize women. They hear they see one tweet or hear one opinion that's like insane or not reasonable, and they think, oh, all women think this. Like, it was just one of a million who says something on social media, or like if they see multiple videos of women saying this, that's like, come on. Social media is not a real place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. Okay? Like, I just want people to get that through their heads.
Yes.
But I did wanted to ask you this question. As a Black man, do you think you are judged more if you do not show, like, masculinity?
Yes. Very much so. Mm-hmm. I've seen women do other men like this. And we're like, oh, I've never seen a man do that. I've never seen a man do something like that. And I'm like, that don't make him less of a man, because right. We don't do what we do. Like, you know, there is women who I've had dealt with, and they was like, oh, you don't smoke. That's kind of weird to me. How? Because I don't smoke. That makes me less of a guy, or in a sense how they would say I'm less of a nigga because I don't smoke. Well, I'm less, you know, I'm less of this and that because I don't do certain things, or I'm into certain things. Like, I think a girl one time asked me, they was like, you ever got your, you know, whoever went to an elevator before? And I was like, yeah. I don't know too many men. And she didn't say it in a negative way, but she just kind of said it in a condescending way, like, oh, I've never met a man that ever went to an elevator before, and it's okay with it. What's wrong with what's wrong with me, like, taking care of myself as well? So y'all want these guys with these crow's feet and witch nails out here messing with y'all? No, I make sure my stuff is right. Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with taking care of myself, and especially because there's no sign that says on Nellery's, this is a woman's only place.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's because like your environment and you most of the time when I go to nail salon, I'm not gonna see a man there. So it's just like the environment, like the what you naturally always see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a woman be like looking at you a little weird if they see a man doing something that they never really seen a man do. So they're like, I don't know about this.
But you know, the only time you see a man inside of an elevator is if he's paying for the nails.
Yes. Yes. Do your role. Stay in a man's
place. Yeah, that's the only reason I come in here, to go pay for these nails and come pick you up. Like it's a daycare. This
or they, selling perfume or candles.
Yep, or we are here selling something. But other than that, we do not belong to here for some reason. I don't know.
But honestly, I think I don't think there's nothing wrong with a man getting his nails done. Now, painted is not my forte. I mean,
painted how?
Any color, like a actual like clear. I think that's cute. But any other color is crazy. I'm happy.
I personally know men who have color on their nails.
That's different.
It's different, but I don't like, and I think it's like I can't even say him because we all know he might be. We don't know where he's at on the spectrum. But Tyler the Creator has painted nails. Pharrell has painted nails.
Oh wow, really? Pharrell?
Yeah,
you got my joke.
I think Snoop Dogg one time had black nails. There's a lot of men that we consider, well, I don't even probably agree, but there's a lot of men out here that we know that are known to be manly men that do certain things that are different. Guys who get waxes. There's guys out here that get waxes. There's, the Metro, what do you call them? The Metro Man now? So.
And I don't mind a wax, I don't mind a wax. So, what hobbies could be considered not masculine?
Hobbies that's considered not masculine. I wouldn't even consider anything other than, people think men going shopping is not masculine.
Wow, that's crazy.
I can't like certain things. Like, so it all depends on people's preference to me, honestly.
I think two men going to a restaurant together is not masculine.
Why?
Why y'all sitting looking directly at each other eating?
We don't sit directly. So that's so funny that you said it, because me and my brother just went to breakfast the other day, right?
Oh, wow. That's insane. Breakfast?
What's wrong? Listen.
That is so intimate.
It's not.
I can see y'all go to the bar.
Like, so all I can do is go get a drink, but I can't go get some omelet.
Y'all need to go to a wood building class. Why are y'all going to dinner? Go do something. Wood
building class is hilarious. Yo.
Go build a house.
But we didn't. I was saying it to Zay, like, we didn't sit direct, like, we sat diagonal, like.
What is that? No, diagonal. That is crazy.
Like, the chair in front of me, he uh-huh. wasn't sitting in, and the chair in front of him, he was. So we wasn't looking each other in the eye. We were looking, like,
across. But you had you tilt your head to a 90-degree angle.
Oh, my God. It's nothing wrong with going out and grabbing food with you guys. Mm. Just like it's nothing wrong with going to the movies with you guys.
To the movies with your girlfriend. I don't know. That's too much. That's too much. I don't even think I even go to the... Yeah, I do go to movies with my friends, but I haven't done it in so long. I mean, yeah, going to see a movie is not bad, but I wouldn't do it often. Y'all have a monthly limit of going to the movies with your friends.
So all my guy friends that are listening, we can no longer go see the Avengers movies together no more, bros. I'm so sorry.
It's like, so if every movie you going with your friend, that's something else.
She ruined it. She ruined it for all of us. We're not doing it anymore. It's over. Forget it. Just forget it even happened.
But but all jokes aside, like, there's nothing wrong with wanting your son or teaching your son or wanting a masculine man. But, I mean, honestly, it's hard to define what masculinity is. But in my opinion, and maybe you could say what you feel as though masculinity is. I feel like being masculine is just, you know, someone, a man who is like, just like, you know, strong-willed and a leader, but also is like empathetic, you know, not just an asshole. Like, there's like men out there who think they're masculine because they're honest and they're jerks. Like, no. Honestly, I feel as though, to give a example of what I'm talking about, I think Russell Wilson, is like, from what I've seen of him, I feel like he's very masculine to me.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I feel as though. And I feel as though Sierra is very feminine. And I feel as though what I've seen from her, it equates to feminine traits.
Yeah. I think, you know, just to kind of piggyback what you were saying, I think mostly, you know, masculinity is all about you staying in touch with yourself. Like, mm-hmm. Whatever you as a man think is masculine, do that shit. Like, you don't conform to other people's thought processes. Like, if this was makes you comfortable, that means you're in touch with your emotional self. We already naturally become protectors and alpha males and all those good things. But if the things that people do not want to see from you, it means you're in touch with yourself and you're staying true to yourself, and that's what a real man is to me. But you guys, man, y'all be in the field. These feminine traits ain't feminine no more.
Wow, but what makes you say something like that?
Like, I think, like, a lot of women now, like we were talking about, like, a lot of women are starting to take over in relationships. Like, the women are now the new niggas. Like, y'all are now niggas now. Y'all are the homies. Y'all are all that stuff. Like, it's a lot of times, and, you know, sad to say, there's a lot of times, like, male friends that I've had didn't ride for me as hard as my female friends has. So it's like, y'all are now becoming the guys, like, for real.
Yeah. It's funny because definitely having a baby and being in a long-term relationship, I had to get more in tune with being feminine
go ahead.
Sure, I can tell you, but yeah, I was a whole different bull for real. Like, before, like, I would really try to, like, size up my boyfriend. Like, I don't know, because I was raised around very strong-willed, masculine woman, mm-hmm. and the way that I was taught, I was like, the way that I see the woman in my family voice their opinion, it was always like, nigga, you gonna listen to what I gotta say, you know? But it was very, like, aggressive, like, very aggressive. But I had to I had to teach myself how to be soft with my words, because when I get mad or when I feel, like, hurt,
you're not lying. I seen her size up her dude, and it get real bad. I'm in the corner, like, she about to two piece him, like, in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. So now, like, I'm like, chill and relax. And it's funny because, like, the thing is, like, now I feel as though nowadays women look down on femininity and feminine traits, because when I'm out, if I'm out with my boyfriend and, like, you know, I'm just very relaxed, chill when I meet new people, but I don't demasculate him in front of people. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I don't do. And a lot of women nowadays do that. And when they see a woman not doing something of that sort, it's like, oh, like, she's soft. Or, like, no, I'm not soft, honey. I don't feel the need to, challenge my man in front of people. That doesn't, it's not only embarrassing him, but it also embarrasses you. So So
it's embarrassing in a relationship.
Yeah, it's embarrassing in a relationship. Like, keep whatever y'all argument, like whatever y'all gotta do, do it at home. And my, of course, my man is not gonna challenge me in front of other people. Of course, we're gonna state how we feel and our opinions, but we're gonna settle it in private. But I feel as though most relationships and most women, because unless the man is abusive, most women, obviously we all know woman is really like running the relationship. You know what I mean? Like, you know, men, so. Whatever. But woman is like, you know, is they a dire, men a dire to what they women need and want, you know? You know, it doesn't, you always should never let your man feel less of a man and never let your woman feel less of a woman. So it needs to be a balance, and it also needs to be a mutual respect. And when you're in front of people, not to say you're disrespecting each other in private, but not everybody needs to see what y'all discuss in private. I think nowadays it is more acceptable for a woman to display, you know, masculine traits. Like, you could see a girl and she could be like dressed down, like wearing like masculine clothes or whatever, and she can still like men. Like, yeah. She's not a lesbian. But nobody would like be like, if they like, men probably would still even be interested in her. But if a man,
shit, is, I know I am.
If a man is wearing, if you see a man wearing like tights or Uggs or something, and he's like, nah, I still like women, you're gonna be like,
So that's the double standard here, because a woman can go, like, I know a lot of women that probably have a lot of clothes that's in my closet right now. They got the cargos, we probably got the same pair of sneaks, even they might have more sneaks than I do. Got the fan, they got more hats than I do. Like, they dress like me. We dress in the same. I actually like it, but no one judges them for that. But let a man go say, I'm about to go, you know, tie this cardigan around my waist because I think it look cool, and don't, and we're like, well, what's up with him? Why he dressed like that?
Right.
I like women. You know, that's kind of like the whole like Young Thug situation, or like Prince, and you know, they looked at them as like very, you know, feminine men. I mean, yeah, feminine men. And then the whole time, they got women wrapped around their finger.
It's funny because I personally, I feel like men will date a masculine woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think a lot of women would date a feminine man. But it's funny you said that about Prince. In a Young Thug, there was a picture of, did you see that picture where Rihanna did a cover with the baby, with her baby and Young Thug?
I mean, ASAP Rocky?
Oh, excuse me, yes, ASAP Rocky. Did you see that cover?
I did see that cover, actually.
Yeah. Did you see what they said? Like, what some people were saying?
I didn't. Tell me about it.
So basically, people were saying that it was demasculating black men, or pushing the agenda to make black men look softer, or whatever the case may be.
Because she was leading, correct?
Because she was leading in the picture. I'm going to be honest. I do think there's an agenda to make black men look more softer or not strong-willed in leaders. Because look at, if you look at movies, any other movies with black men in it, they always seem, besides like black movies, like Black Panther or whatever, any mainstream movie, any American movie, or majority white movies, the few black men they have in it are extras, are always someone who dies early or is scared, or, you know, is just either abusive or something, like, you know, basically making black men seem like they can't be leaders, great fathers. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at, I don't know if you watch, I think it's called Sean, Mike Epps' TV show. You know, no. Upshaw's.
Yes, I have heard of that show.
look how they playing him out in Upshaw's. He's not a great father. He's not a great protector. He's not a great husband. He's not even a good worker. Like, you know, he's like just anything you look for, like towards a man of a household, he just don't have those qualities. So I feel as though movies are definitely like mainstream media is pushing that agenda. Now, but I do think that Rihanna is Rihanna. So that's why that photo was the way it was, because she is like the main course but like she's the star, like, you know. Yeah, so
she's the star of that family.
Yeah, she's the star of that family. However, he did look mad. I ain't gonna hold you. He definitely looked feminine in that picture. So
one thing I can say,
it's just not my taste. It's just not my, like, I personally went took if I took maternity like photos, I personally wouldn't. I mean, he wouldn't even want to do that either, but I wouldn't want to have a photo like that.
Yeah, I think
call me a pick me if you want. I don't care.
I think the issue is that people are like just overthinking this, because one, she didn't choose to take those pictures like that. The photographer did. Another thing, they
can you not say yes, I'm with that, or no? Like, was she not allowed to say yes or no?
Yeah, but I mean, the creative direction is, you know, things like that. But I think
he's allowed to say yes or no.
Yeah, you are allowed to say yes or no. But I think the big thing was that it was a foreign magazine as well. So the magazine article was about her. So yes, he's playing the back.
Still, they could even be side by side, even if he's behind her. But I don't, just the image, like, photos are artwork, you know? So it's, everything is always symbolic. So just the form that he was standing in, his stance, his body language, like, just analyzing stuff like that I see what you're saying, like, we're overanalyzing things, but, like, you know, pictures are artwork, and they're they symbolize something. With a picture has 1,000 words, like, it was like, if that's how they do it in the creative world, in the modeling world, okay, whatever. But I'm saying, like, me personally, I wouldn't want to have my man out there looking like that. That's crazy.
And on top of that, he's also a model part-time. So,
and that's when we get into the feminine traits.
Wait, modeling is a feminine trait?
No, I'm saying because he's a model in the modeling world, you know, it's they're less like hyper, they don't have like, they're not necessarily like too focused on like being masculine, like it's not like a thing. So that's why I said like it's like their culture.
And yeah, and fashion is no gender role. So like models,
yeah, don't, fashion there is no gender roles. That's what I'm saying.
Male models are not expected to be hyper masculine. There's male models that you might see and like, yo, that's a manly man. The whole time, he might not like women. And that's okay.
That's true.
And that's okay, but that still doesn't make him less of a man because of what he does. But I think we just overthought that whole situation. But, you know, I also believe that picture also shows that concept of soft life.
Mm.
You know, a lot of women are talking about this soft life, and you know, I want to live a soft life because, like we said, more women are going from being feminine to masculine, and they kind of want to, you know, take a step back now. Like, all right,
yeah, I would imagine it's tiring. Like, I couldn't imagine doing both roles. It's tiring, you know. So, of course, so I like that the soft girl era is coming back, but I think I actually seen this girl on YouTube, and she was saying that is the soft girl era. Like, we might need to like reanalyze our conception of that, because what is a soft girl era? Like, what is the soft life? Because if like soft life means no worries, no troubles, no sacrifices. But if, let's say, if you're a mother, for instance, it's a sacrifice. If you are working hard, if you're a single person, a wife or stay-at-home mom, or if you're a working woman, there's going to be a sacrifice you have to make. You have to work hard. So like, I wouldn't necessarily tie being feminine to being a, like the soft life, because feminine being a like generals or whatever, being the woman of the household also means hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, people think being a stay-at-home mom or being a housewife is easy. It is hard work, and it's unrewarding. So mm-hmm.
I think women deserve to be in a soft girl. Mm-hmm. I think it's not putting them back in these old 1950s, 1960s roles, but best. Letting them be girly girls again. Letting them, you know, you ever watch cartoons and the male cartoon character is like wooing and flirting with the one female and all the hearts and stuff, and she's batting her eyes and, you know, mm-hmm. she's feeling really lovely and girly. I think that's, we need to start letting women be in that role again. Like, I know I'm personally sick of seeing women have some struggle. So like, even if it's the smallest things, like once again, like it's easy to do some of the simplest things. Flowers, taking you out. These are the bare minimum things that women are looking to start, receiving again. But it also comes with, as a soft girl, being able to, hate to say it, conform into being that woman that men are, a lot of men are looking to, you know, court and show interest in.
Do you think like having those traits or like being a soft girl is looking down upon like black women look down upon it? I would say specifically maybe older women, not even older black women, maybe just black women in general, honestly, young or older.
I would say yes and no. Like, I think it's a 50-50 split. I know a mm-hmm. lot of girls, a lot of black women that I personally know are looking to move into the soft girl life. But I also know a lot of women who just like, yeah, I'm not with that shit. I'm not with being soft. I'm not soft. People take soft and think weak. No, mm-hmm. you can be soft in nature, but you can still be, you know, not a punk. Like, you're not no punk out here. So, I think a lot of people are like in a even split with it. I think a lot of black women, when it comes to soft girl era stuff, that a lot of more black women are moving into it, which for all rights, they deserve to be, because a lot of black women for
I think maybe for the aesthetic, but are they, because being soft, it's not just self-care or having your nails done or like relaxing and stuff like that. Being soft is also, it's health, it's mental, it's physical. How much water are you drinking? How do you argue with your partner? How do you talk to your kids when you're upset with them? Like, it's not just the beauty of it or the physical of it. It's more than that. So I think we need to really realize that the soft life is really about your mental state and your spiritual, how you tackle on things. It's not just like those 2-3 minute aesthetic get ready with me or self-care day or a Sunday wind down. Like, it's not just about that. It's about every aspect of your life. So mm-hmm. I don't think we're ready to, women, black women are ready to fully enter in that role.
Right. Well, you know, in the same instance, I think with both men and women that we have to eventually get back to being comfortable with each other and understanding, like, this is what you are, this is what I am, and mm-hmm. how do we find this equal balance? Because right now, I'm titled this Great Divide that we have. Like, we have a Great Divide, which is years and years to unpack history stuff. But we just have to, as especially as the new generation, we have to come back together and work things out, because we are way too far from each other. We need to be protecting one another.
Now, that's that, right. I can definitely agree on.
Right. But, guys, that is our show. Thank you for listening again. This is Unpopular Opinions with Shad and
Kanaya.
Check us out next week. We will have another great show for you again. Also, please follow us on Instagram at unpopularopinions_pod. Have a good night.
All right.